Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin in Daf Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph, the second line. The Mishnah had taught us amongst the people who disqualify doing the Avodah is a Tfil Yoyim. Definition of a Tfil Yoyim is somebody who is Tamei, went to the mikveh, but has not yet Herv Shemesh. He has not, the sun hasn't come down. And the Torah HaKadosh teaches us that if somebody who had to go to the mikveh as part of his tahara process, he's not considered completely tahar until the sun goes day, the day is over, then he becomes completely tahar. The halacha is that as far as mice is concerned, even though mice may not be eaten normally by somebody who's tamei, this person, as soon as he goes to the mikveh, may eat mice. But as far as truma and kachim are concerned, he may not eat truma, he may not eat kachim until this Herif Shemesh. As the Pasuk says, Uba Shemesh v'tahar v'achal yoichel min ha-kachim. Only after Herif Shemesh may eat kachim. The halacha is that, however, somebody who's only, for example, Tamei Sheretz, they don't have to have Herif Shemesh. Somebody had for Mesheretz, they have to have Herif Shemesh, but somebody who has to bring a carbon after he's Tamei, as we're going to learn, they're Mechusa Kippurim, and they're not Tar until they bring the carbon. So our Gemara begins that the halacha is that if a Tvul Yoim does the Avodah, the halacha is that he disqualifies the Avodah. But the question of, and the Gemara wants to know, it from where do we know this halacha? The Tanya, the Price says, where do we know that if a Tfil Yoyim, Shemover, if he does that void, the Chilah, he disqualifies it, B'nayin Tamalaymer, the Pasuk says that a person who's Tamei, Kain should not become Tamei Meis, Kachi, Kedai Shem Yulel Hayem, and then the Pasuk continues, V'lai Yichalalu. If they won't remain tahar, then they will disqualify the avodah. Says the Gemara, the pasuk cannot be referring to a regular person who's tamei. Im ein inyan tamei. The pasuk is obviously not talking about a person who's tamei and did the avodah. The nafik, that person's disqualifying the carbon. We learn from the pasuk that says dabal aram v'bonav. That pasuk already teaches us that a kohen whose tamei may not do the avodah. So as we often learn, if it's not here to teach us this halacha, it's here to teach us the halacha that what is a tful yoyim, he's not allowed to do the avodah. Ask the Gemara, but the pasuk about this pasuk, maybe speaking about inyan kaira karcha, that if somebody rips out his hair because he lost a close relative, or lamashchis pas zaken, or somebody cuts out his beard with a razor, that this pasuk, that these halachis, the pasuk says la yichru karcha b'roisham v'pas zakanam la yalechu, and even though these halachis apply even to a regular Jew, that a regular Jew is not allowed to tear out his hair over grief for the passing of a nifter. A regular Jew is not allowed to cut his beard with a razor. That the reason that the Torah explains, the Rambam mentions this by the Kohanim, to teach us that the Kohanim are especially concerned about the Kohanim. And if a Kohanim does do this avodah, he is disqualified to do the avodah. Says the Gemara, so why are we choosing, asked the Gemara, to say that the Pasuk is talking about a Tfil Yoyim? Maybe the Pasuk is speaking about these individuals. Answers the Gemara, Tfil Yoyim, the Ovid, a Tfil Yoyim who does the Avodah, B'misa B'day, Misa Menolan. Answers the Gemara, how do we know that this person is Chayiv Misa, because that does the Avodah when he's a Tfil Yoyim? That says the Gemara, Gom Mechil Chil Mitruma. The Torah says the word Chilul, Kadosh Yiyu, that's, he uses the word Chil over here. And the halacha is that just like a Tuvul Yom eats Truma, his Chayim Misa B'day Shemayim. So too, if he does the avoid in the base of Migdash, his Chayim Misa B'day Shemayim. So even though the Pasuk of Kedosh Miyu is not clear, we have a Gzeri Shava of Chilul Chilul to learn that if he does the Avodah, the possible Truma, just like we know somebody is not allowed to eat Truma because he's a Tefil Yoyim Machal Avodah, he's the individual that disqualifies the Avodah. The Loi Possible Truma, somebody who tears out his hair, does not disqualify the Avodah. And because he doesn't disqualify that, he's not prohibited if he means truma. So obviously this pasuk is not talking about him, and that's why loy machal avayda. Amar Rabba, says the Gemara, lamli the kas rachmana, why does the Torah have to say three different examples of individuals who disqualified avayda? Tomet for yoyim and mechusuk purim. Could we just have said, Torah just said it by some, and we would have learned the others? Says the Gemara, no. Tzrichi. Dikas Rachmana, Tamei, if the Torah would only said the Halacha by somebody who's Tamei, that disqualifies the Vaida, Shekem Tama. Somebody who's Tamei has this, also has the ability, not only is he Tamei, but he spreads Tuma. So therefore, he's very unique. Because he's so very unique, that's why only him. Tful Yoyim, because in the Torah would have just wrote Tful Yoyim, that Tful Yoyim is disqualifies the Avodah. Says the Gemara, we cannot learn the Halacha of Mechusu Kippurim from somebody who's a Tful Yoyim. She came possible Truma. The Tful Yoyim is not already Truma. But that the Halacha, however, is the Mechusu Kippurim, somebody who is Tamei has to bring Kapanis. He's not allowed to eat kachim, he's not allowed to enter the base of Mikdash, but he is allowed to eat truma. Then suggests the Gemara, we'll just write Mechusa Kippurim, just tell us the halacha by Mechusa Kippurim, and says the Gemara, we'll learn Tful Yoyim from him. Says the Gemara, Tful Yoyim Leos Minei. We cannot learn that halacha of Tful Yoyim from Mechusa Kippurim. She came Mechusa Maisa. Mechusa Kippurim has to do something. He has to bring the kabbonis. Whereas somebody who is Tful Yoyim, it happens automatically. And therefore, one cannot be learned from the other. So says the Gemara, okay, we can't learn one from the other, but ask the Gemara, we can't learn the halacha from one, but ask the Gemara, Teisa Chad Matarti. Again, why did the Torah have to say all three cases of Tful Yoyim, Mechusa Kippurim, and Tamei? Let the Torah have only mentioned one. And once the Torah mentions one, let the Torah mention two, and we'll learn the third one from it. So the Gemara drills down. V'haylo lichtav Rachmana, which one do you want the Torah should admit? Lo lichtav Mechusa Kippurim, should the Torah not have written Mechusa Kippurim? And we'll learn the halacha Mechusa Kippurim, that it disqualifies the Avoda from Tful Yoyim and Tamei, ma'ala hanach shekem pasna b'truma. A Tful Yoyim and a Tamei may not eat truma. A Mechusa Kippurim may eat Truma. And therefore, we can't learn Mechusa Kippurim from them. Ella, so suggests the Gemara, L'lichtav Rachmana, let the Torah have omitted Tful Yoyim, the Teis Mahanach, and we'll learn the Halacha Tful Yoyim from a Tzadah Shavah from Tami Mechusa Kippurim. And the Gemara explains, the Mai Parachta, what was going to be your question? Ma'ala Halach, Shikei Mechusar Maisa, will say that the Tamei and the Mechusa Tefila, the Tamei Mechusa Kippurim, because you have to do something, Tamei has to go to the Mikvah, Mechusa Kippurim has to go to the Karban, Saif, says the Gemara, still Klisha Tumasai, the Tumah of a Mechusa Kippurim is already a weaker Tumah, because he's already an individual who went to the Mikvah, he's already an individual who had Hair of Shemesh. And therefore, even though technically, he still has to go and bring a carbon, we still can't say that he's a high-level tuma, because he doesn't have to bring, because he already went through so many steps towards his tahara. And therefore, why did the Torah have to write the case of Tful Yoyim? We could have learned it from a Tzad HaShava of Mechusa Kippurim and Tamei. Says the Gemara, Kesav Mechus Kippurim Dazav Kesav Dami. Says the Gemara, there's a very serious halacha by a Zav. A Zav we know is a person who becomes Tamei. And let's say you have a Zav who went to the mikveh and had hair of Shemesh, but he did not bring his carbon. The halacha treats him like he's completely, like he's a full-fledged Zav still. The Torah treats it like he didn't go to the mikveh. And therefore, we can't learn the halacha of a Tful Yoim from Mechusa Kippurim. Because we could say that we wanted to learn the halacha of Mechusa Kippurim from a Tful Yoim from the Tzad HaShava, the Tful Yoim from the Tzad HaShava, Mechusa Kippurim, and Tamei. And the reasoning was that Mechusa Kippurim is considered a weak Tumah. Here the Gemara says that a Mechusa Kippurim is actually not considered a weak Tumah. Mechusa Kippurim is actually considered a very serious Tumah. Where do we see that? That's regarding his as far as Azov concerned, that if Azov will touch Kachim, they will become a Rishon L'Tuma, and they even will be able to pass Tuma further to Sheni L'Tuma. So says Rashi, whereas a Tful Yoim, when he touches Truma V'Kachim, the halach is that he makes the Truma V'Kachim puzzle. They themselves become like the Tamei, but they're only puzzle. Whenever we use the word puzzle in the regards to Tumah Tahara, it means it's Tamei, but it can't pass the Tumah any further. And therefore, since the Mechusa Kippurim has this strict rule, that's why we can't learn, and Tamei certainly has the ability to spread Tumah further, we can't learn a Tful Yoim who doesn't have that ability from them. Says the Gemara, this discussion that we just had, and therefore it's not considered, as the Gemara said a moment ago, a weak Tumah. Says the Gemara, Lema, Mechusa Kippurim Dazav Kazav Dami. This question that we just discussed, what is the halachic status of the Zav who did not bring his carbon? Is he considered still like a full-fledged Zav? Suggests the Gemara Tanai, he's actually Machalikus Tanayim. The Tanya, Paraduma, the halach is that when we talk about the Paraduma is slaughtered outside of Yerushalayim on Har HaZeisim, and the Kohen sprinkles from the Paraduma seven times facing the Kachi Kachim, and then it's completely burnt with Eitz Erev, Ezev, and Shnei Talas, and that ash is mixed together with water from a spring, and then it's sprinkled on the person who became Tamei Meis. That is the avoida, that is the procedure of the Paraduma. And says the Gemara, we're going to learn that the halacha is the person who's a Tful Yoim, is going to be a very serious, extensive discussion. Somebody who's a Tful Yoim is allowed to do the avoida of the Paraduma. But this b'raisa begins to discuss what's going to be the halacha about an oinen, a kohen who's an oinen doing the avoid of the paraduma, or the kohen who's a mechusa kippurim. What is going to be his halacha regarding doing the avoid of the paraduma? So the Gemara wants to say that this question that we're discussing now, what is the halacha of about mechusa kippurim dissolve, is connected to that question. To Tanya, Nisrafa Sarfa Einan, if it was an Einan who burnt the Parah Aduma, Mechusa Kippurim, or was a Mechusa Kippurim who did the Parah Aduma procedure, Kshera. Yosef Abavli Eimer, Einan, if it was an Einan who did the Avodah, it's Kshera. However, if it's a Mechusa Kippurim, did they avoid the Psula? And the Gemara suggests, my lab Alkimovki, what is this machlokes connected to? Masavach mechusa kippurim dezav kazov edami. And since he's considered, as far as kachim, a full-fledged tamei, and therefore, just like if a tamei, not a tful yoim, but a full-fledged tamei does the work with the paraduma, it disqualifies it. It's not going to be the same as a tful yoim. Omar Savar, and on the other man, Dharma holds, that lav kazov dami, that even though somebody was a zav and he had mikveh and he had hev shemesh, but he didn't have mechusa kippurim, so he's not considered a zav. as far as kachim concerned, and that's why he could do the avodah, the paraduma. So the Gemara now is saying that this discussion, this concept that we introduced, that a mechusuk purim gazav is gazav, Gemara is suggesting is actually machloikus tanoim. Says the Maraloi, that's not necessarily correct. The kul alma, everyone will agree, the kazav dummy. That a mechusuk purim gazav is treated like gazav. What is the machloikus as far as paradum is concerned about a mechusuk purim being allowed to do the avoida, the procedure, the paradum or not? That's connected to this question. The Ksiv, when the Torah speaks about sprinkling the Eifer Para on somebody who became Tamei Meis, the Pasuk says, V'iza Atar Tamei B'yom Shlishi B'yom Shvi. And the word Hatar is superfluous, because the Pasuk already prior to that said, V'lokach Eizav Atavah B'mayim Ishtar V'hiza. So the Pasuk already taught us that the person who's doing the sprinkling is an Ishtar. So why did the Pasuk here have to say again the word V'hiza Atar? It would have been enough for the Pasuk just to say V'hiza Alatama Mechlal, to teach us that Tamei, that even if somebody just partially Tamei, Liman al Tfil Yoyim, and this is the Pasuk that teaches us that Kosh Bepar, somebody's a Tfil Yoyim, even though as we've been learning throughout a Shir, from many different applications, somebody who's a Tfil Yoyim is not considered tahor as far as many different applications, as we're learning. He's not allowed to do the avoida. A mass of a tumma, the kala Torah kula. What the Torah is teaching us here is that anybody who's not full-fledged tamei is allowed to do the avoida of the para aduma. And therefore, a tful yoyim is allowed to do the avoida. And similarly, a mechusuk purim dezov will be able to do the avoided paraduma. Whereas Yosef Ababli's opinion is, the tumma that's being spoken in that parasha, that's the tumma where it is relaxed, which is relaxed by paraduma. The nevela, the tamei sheretz, a tfuyoim, because he came in contact with a nevela, went to the mikveh, but did not have hershems yet. A Tful Yoyim that went to the mikveh because he came in contact with a sheretz, but he did not have hair shemesh. The Kili, that they are a lower level tumma than a regular tumma mace, also will learn mekavachem Tful Yoyim the mace. That if a Tful Yoyim the mace, which is a very serious tumma, is allowed to do the avoida, is allowed to do the avoida paraduma, certainly Tful Yoyim in a veil and sheretz. Av mechus de kaparabzov, the chomer. But when we speak about a mechus kaparim dezov, which is not as lenient of a tumma, and the reason it's not as lenient as of tumma, sheken tumma yotzla magufa, because it's an example of a tumma that emanates from the person's body, that emanates from the person's body himself, that will not be kosher. But it has nothing to do with the discussion of what we're having here, mechus kaparim dezov, is kazov or not. Our shir began with a discussion, what is the halacha of a tful yoyim, did the avoida, and Mishnah and the Gemara has proven that a tful yoyim who does the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash is chai misa b'dei shemayim. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that a kohen tamei who does the avoida is also chai misa b'dei shemayim. And we had a Gemara in Masechta Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin of an Aleph, who asks a question. The halacha is a person whose tamei enters into the Beis HaMikdash or into the Azorah as Chayiv Karis, for the Aveir of Tumas Migdash. So ask the Gemara, what is the point in telling us that he's going to get Misa B'dei Shemayim for doing the Avodah? He already is Chayiv Karis for going into the Beis HaMikdash when it's tamei. So the Gemara answered that it's possible for a Tamei to perform the Avoida without Karis for Tumas Migdash. Because if one becomes Tamei when he's in the Zorah and hurries out without delaying at all, he's not Chayiv to Karis for Tumas Migdash. So it's possible for a Kohen who became Tamei in the Zorah to perform an Avoida while he's leaving the Zorah, and he won't be Chayiv Karis, because he didn't stay in the Beis HaMikdash more than he was supposed to, but he's going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for doing the avoda while he was tamei. as derived, but when we speak here about the Tful Yoin, who does the Avoida, again, he asked the same question as the Gemara Masechta Shavuos that says that what's the Misa B'Dei Shemayim is already Chayiv Koros for entering the Beis Hamikdash that way. The Gemara saying that he became Tomei after entering the Beis Hamikdash cannot be said regarding a Tful Yoin. It can be said regarding somebody who's Tomei, but it can't be said regarding somebody who's a Tful Yoin. So the question of the Gemara Masechta Shavuos is a great question in our application as well, but we don't have the teretz that we had in Masechta Shavuos. So in answer to the Ravid question, there are many answers. The Ravid suggests the Tful Yoin could use a long stick to turn over things that are on the Mizbeach without entering the Azara. So he won't be Chayiv Misa B'Dei, he won't be Chayiv Koros for going into the Azara, but he will be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for doing the Avoida. The Rekarkus gives a case where the Tful Yoin entered the Azara not in a normal fashion. So he's not Chayiv for entering the Beis Hamikdash, the Azara, because he didn't go in a normal fashion, but he will be Chayiv for doing the Avoida. Tosis in Masechta Shavuos says, we're going to be speaking about a case that there's an individual who doesn't know the halacha that a Tful Yoin, and actually that could be said regarding a Tamei as well, may not enter the Azara, but he knows the halacha that a Tamei or Tful Yoin are Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for doing the Avoida. So they won't be Chayiv Koros for going in to the Azara to Beis Hamikdash because they don't know that that's also. But they will be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim for doing an avoider that they know they're not supposed to do. Our Gemara just said the person who's a Tful Yoin is not allowed to do the avoider. From here we learn that how important it is for being Tahor when we do the avoider. And therefore, if we keep on discussing in our Shiurim about Kehanim, about our Shemoneh Esrei, is like the Avoida, davening is like the Avoida, there are those that want to suggest that anybody, people should try to go to the mikveh before davening, just like we see that the Kehanim had to be Tahar when they do the Avoida. We learned the next case of the Mishnah of somebody who disqualifies the Avoida, somebody who's Mechusuk Begodim. He's not wearing the Big Day Kohen. Minolon. How do we know that somebody who's not wearing the Big Day Kohen, Big Day Kuna that he's supposed to wear, disqualifies? How do we know he disqualifies the Avoida? Says the Gemara, Amar Ravua, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amata Ben Shmeider, Belezer Rav Shimon, Dama Kra. The Pasuk says regarding the mitzvah of the Kohanim wearing the Big Day Kuna. The Pasuk says, the spawn of Takar Vibashtam Katoinus, Chagatam Oysen Avnet Aaron Uvonov, V'bashtal my boss, V'hoyslam kunal chukas oylam. So we learn from here, V'zman shemigdayim aleim, k'nosim aleim, where they're wearing the big dekuna, they are considered kohanim. Ein bigdayim aleim, if they're not wearing the big dekuna, ain't k'nosim aleim, they're not considered kohanim. Ask the Gemara v'ha, v'hochen nefka, is the halacha that if a kohen's not wearing the big dekuna, it disqualifies the avoda based on this pasuk? Ask the mahasim nefka, the tanya, the Bryce teaches Menailish Sui Yayin. How do we know that a coin that drank a revius Yayin disqualifies the Voida? Shem Avad Chilal Tamaloima Yayin Vashaycha Altaisht Ata Uvenech Itcha Vabayachem Almoiv Lois Muskukus Elm Der Seichem. And then the Pasuk says, we'll have the Ben Akkadish Lachal, that somebody who does the Voida when he's intoxicated, Chal, he profanes the Voida. It's not a kosher Voida. Says the Brisa, Mechusuk Purim, Shlechor Chutz Rugayim Adayim, Menayin, how to know that those individuals disqualify the Avoida? Tamalai Mechuk Chukal, Xer Shava. There's a Xer Shava between Shisui Yayin, which the Pasuk uses Chukas Oilam, and the Pasuk uses the word Chuka regarding Mechusuk Purim. So just like somebody Shisui Yayin disqualifies the Avoida, so too will be the Halacha by a mechus begadim. So this is how we know, not from the pasuk that the Gemara learned of Bigdei Malayim, and that. So, ask the Gemara, Why are we learning from why? How we say we're learning from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara: if we only would have had this gzeir shava, hanimili, I would say avoid the zar chayiv la misa. There are only certain avoidus that a zar is chayiv misa for: zrika, haktara, nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin. Those avoidus we would say if they were done by somebody not wearing the big day kahuna. It's the disqualified avoida, because that's what the parish of Shri Yayin speaks about. Avol avoida dein zar chayiv aleim. But an avoida that isn't one of those four avoidas, how do we know Amos, we would say that somebody's a mechusa begadim doesn't disqualify it? Kamash Milan, that's what we're here to teach us, that any avoida done by a kohen who's mechusa begadim, any avoida done by a kohen who's a mechusa begadim, the halacha will be that avoida becomes disqualified. That Rabbi Yosef Engel in a sefer Asfin Daraisa tries to understand, we're learning here the halacha of Shisui, we're learning here the halacha of Mechus Begodim. And he wants to understand, a Kayan who's not wearing the big dekuna, what is the issue? Is it that a disqualification, that if he's not wearing the big dekuna, he, the Gavra, is disqualified from doing the Avoida? Or is it that an avoider, that it's not a din in the person, it's a din in the avoider. Avoider that's done without the big day kahuna, an avoider that's done without the big day kahuna is not considered a proper avoider. That's a question that he asks. And our Gemara, we just learned that the Gemara says, v'zman shebigdei maleim, when they're wearing the big day kahuna, kanasa maleim. So we see from here that they have, so we still don't have an answer. What does the big day kahuna mean? So I saw what's going to be the halacha on Yom Kippur. We know that the avoda on Yom Kippur is supposed to be done by the Kohen Gadol when he's wearing the big Gadol of the Kohen Gadolah. What would happen if the Kohen Hed did the avoda, but he was wearing the big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol? What is the halacha? Do we say that how do we look at it? Do we say if it's a din of the Kohen, then the avoda was done? Was it a din in the Kohen, and he's not the person that's supposed to be wearing those begadim? So if Yosef Engel quotes a medrash, the medrash says, when not of an aviyu, v'chayim misa, because they didn't put on the mill, which was one of the big day kahuna, when they went to do the avoid of the Ktaris and the Kacha Kachim. And the Rosh says that even though they weren't Kohanim Gedolim, since they were doing the avoid of a Kohen Gadol, the Ktaris, they had to wear the big day kahuna. So we see it's not a din in the Kohen, it's a din in the avoid. The avoid is the requires big day kahuna. And therefore, that's how we're supposed to view. That's how we're supposed to view what the avoid of the Kohen God, the avoid of the big kahuna is a din in the avoid that it's supposed to do. The halacha is that we have to show. We know what halacha is that we have to show great respect to a Kohen. The pasuk says v'kedashtai, and the famous question that Rabbi Tam was a Kohen, and yet that we find that Rabbi Tam was not a Kohen, but he had a Talmud who was a Kohen who served him. And the question is, how could Rabbi Tam allow his Talmud to serve him when he is, how could he let his Talmud serve him when he's a Kohen? And what Rabbi Tam said is that was based on our Gemara. Our Gemara said that Bizman Shabigdei Malayim Kunas Malayim. Only when they're wearing the big day kahuna are they considered kahanim. And therefore, Rabbeinu Petter, who was serving Rabbeinu Tam, obviously was in a time when there was no longer any, was in a time when there was no big day kahuna. and therefore he was allowed to serve a Ben Otam. Others say that if a Kohen is Meichel on his covet, then the halacha is then he's allowed to have the Kohen serve us, and the Mechila works. Another thing of answer they give is it depends what type of service is he doing for the Kohen, is the Kohen doing for somebody else. And if it's a service that doesn't really represent something which is an embarrassment, that you're allowed to have a Kohen do. And therefore, when Rabbeinu Peter was serving Rabbeinu Tam, it wasn't doing something which is embarrassing. And therefore, since it wasn't doing something which was embarrassing, he was allowed to do the halacha. We see also in our Gemara how important it is, particularly for Talmid Chachamim and Rabbonim, to wear clothing. We don't have big day kahuna, but as the Pasuk says, B'chol eis yiyu b'gadecha levonim. A mark of a great person is he wears clothing that bring honor to him, l'kavod l'sfaras. And even if the person is not a kohen, that's something that he has to take into consideration. I saw that the Shem Shmuel explains that this halacha of Zman Shekdem Aleihem Kenasim Aleihem is only when we had a Beis HaMikdash. Going back to what we learned a few moments ago. When we had a Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen went in to serve Hashem, that's when, if you're standing in front of Hashem, there's a certain way how you have to present yourself when you're standing in front of Hashem. But when you're not standing in front of Hashem, then that whole concept of Kunasim Aleihem doesn't apply. But I also saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses that when a Kohen was wearing the Bigdei Kuhuna, which we just explained, were worn the coverless forest, it has to be worn with the proper intention. Those Bigdei Kuhuna have to be worn with the intention that he's wearing those begadim to bring glory and honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Kohen, when he's doing it, is thinking about himself and not thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he missed the entire point of what the Bigdei Kuhuna are supposed to represent.